Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The Olympics wrap up this weekend with the American team leading the overall medal count over Great Britain and China. One of the main reasons for the lead is the performance by the U.S. athletes in track and field. It has been a tremendous meet for American track and field stars. Here now is Alex Ashlock reports.
4 years ago, the U.S. won 29 track and field medals in London. Heading into this final weekend in Rio, the American team has 25 medals, 9 gold, 8 silver, and 8 bronze. One of those gold medals belongs to this man.
He'll come across the line, the world's greatest athlete, 2-time Olympic champion Ashton Eaton.
Tom Hammond with the call on NBC last night as Ashton Eaton finished his 1,500-meter run and sealed his place in Olympic history. Eaton, who also won gold in London 4 years ago, did not break the world record for points in the grueling 10-event competition, but he did tie an Olympic record. Ryan Crouser set an Olympic record in one of the field events. He won gold in the shot put with an effort that surpassed 73 feet. Also in the field in Rio, Christian Taylor and Willie Clay won gold and silver in the triple jump, just like they did in London 4 years ago. Jeff Henderson captured gold in the long jump, and Tiana Bartoletta and Brittany Reese won gold and silver in the women's long jump. On the track, steeplechasers Emma Coburn and Evan Jagger won medals in the 3,000-meter race, Coburn the bronze, Jagger the silver. Those were the first medals for Americans in that event since 1984. In fact, Coburn's medal was the first ever by an American woman in the steeplechase. Journalist Phil Hirsch has covered 18 Olympics. He's the former Olympic writer for the Chicago Tribune.
Clearly, the gold medal dam burst, at least on the track part, when Brianna Rollins won the hurdles the other night on the U.S. women's swept, which was the first sweep ever for U.S. women in a single track event. Prior to that, the field athletes had been doing great. You had the long jump with Henderson, the women's shot put with Michelle Carter, the triple jump with Christian Taylor winning gold, and then once the hurdlers broke through, then you added Dalila Muhammad in the women's 400 hurdles, Karan Clement in the men's. Overall, I think it's a better performance than anybody expected from from what we saw at the U.S. Olympic trials. It's been kind of like USA swimming, where their Olympic trials performances did not produce a lot of world-leading times, but they had a spectacular performance in Rio.
In addition to those performances, there has also been a strong showing for the U.S. in middle distance running in Rio. Jenny Simpson won bronze in the 1,500 meters, the first American medal ever in that event. And Clayton Murphy surged down the home stretch. He took home the bronze in the men's 800. This weekend holds more chances for American medals in the relays and the men's 1,500 and women's 800. There are also two veterans making what will likely be their final appearances on the Olympic stage. 41-year-old Bernard Lagat is in the 5,000-meter final tomorrow night, up against the Great Britain runner Mo Farah, and 41-year-old Meb Keflezighi runs the marathon on Sunday morning. What we're seeing this week is a demonstration of how athletes target their training for the Olympics every 4 years, and it's paying off with some peak performances on the world's biggest stage. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.